Mix 94.7 KMCH on this Tuesday, July 5, 2022. We get done with the fireworks, but oh, friends, the celebration is not done yet because we've got a big weekend coming up in Dyersville. Carla Thompson on the phone with us. Carla, how are you in Dyersville this morning? How are things over there in the toy capital of the world? Well, you think it's warm now. Tell me about how hot it's going to be this weekend, because it's going to be a big to-do over in Dyersville, isn't it?
Yeah, we are actually celebrating 150 years of Dyersville and our downtown summer nights together, all on July 8th.
So how were you able, did somebody just sit around like back 2,000 years ago and say, all right, if we put this date here, the calendar will pan out in the year 2022. We can celebrate two dates on the same date. How did that come to be where you got the two big events on the same day?
Well, you know, we were trying to figure out a great day to celebrate 150 years. And, you know, we talked about July 3rd with our fireworks, and we threw out some other couple dates. And we just kind of landed on our downtown summer nights, which also has a band, food, music, kids games, and a lot of excitement. So we just really try to combine those two events together. So it's going to be a great day.
Well, then let's run through some of the things that'll be scheduled for the sesquicentennial. What all you got going on, when and where?
Sure. So actually starting today through Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to do walking tours of our downtown businesses and homes. So we have some historical homes that we'll be able to kind of talk about through a guided tour, and then we're all going to gather at different evening establishments later on. So that'll be a great reminiscing type of event. And then we also have on July 8th historical displays and artifacts, which is going to be in our St. Francis Xavier Auditorium. And right across the street is a big square where we're going to have music, we're going to have a bag tournament. We're going to have a drawing for $150 every hour, but right at 5:30, we're going to have a parade. So what's an event without a parade?
Right, and a giveaway, which we'll go back to in a second. But so I'm looking at the notes here. The parade will end at the other event that's going on July 8th.
Correct.
A little bit about that.
The parade is going to start at the Basilica of St. Francis Xavier and go through our downtown or First Avenue. It's going to turn on 4th Street and down 3rd Avenue, which will end at our downtown summer nights. So this is a new location for our downtown summer nights event, which is in our city square. So there's going to be music by the Ditch Lilies. We're going to have two food trucks. We're going to have a drink area and tons of kids' games. So that's going to be exciting. A face painter, an inflatable. So there's going to be excitement all night long.
I was going to say, and then you had mentioned, and I want to make sure we underscore it again, drawing for cash once an hour. How much?
Yeah, so we're celebrating the 150 years. So we are actually giving away $150 every hour. And literally all you have to do is just sign up one time when you enter the event. And then on downtown summer nights, we've been selling vacation cash raffle tickets. So for $20, you get a chance at a $3,000 vacation anywhere you want to go.
Wow.
Or you can take $2,500 cash and buy whatever you want. We're only selling 500 chances, and we're giving it away that night as well.
There you go. Well, remind everybody where they need to be, Carla, and where the best place to park is to take all this stuff in Dyersville this end of the week and weekend. Actually, as you mentioned, stuff starting as early as today and tomorrow.
Yes. Today is going to be the walking tours, and then Friday, July 8th, is when the parade is going to start at 5:30. There's historical displays and artifacts in the auditorium. You don't want to miss the parade at 5:30, in which you can park on any of the side streets off of the parade route. And then everyone's going to meet down at the city square, which is by the Basilica, kitty-cornered from the Basilica. And you can enjoy music. There's tons of kids' games, so definitely bring the kids, bring your family, bring your friends. It's all free. If you want to participate in a bag tournament, you can sure do that. We're going to give away first, second, and third place prizes. If you want to put a float in the parade, we're giving away a first, second, and third place prizes as well for that, too.
Big Big week, big weekend, all of it in Dyersville. If anybody has any questions, Carla, where's a good website for them to consult and maybe do a little fact-finding on their own?
Sure. You can go to the Chamber website, which is dyersville.org, or give us a call at the Chamber, 875-2311.
Carla Thompson, Executive Director of the Dyersville Area Chamber of Commerce. I believe we hear you tomorrow, right, on the radio? You're going to come back and give us a little Dyersville news. Am I good in my facts this morning?
I am happy to give you Dyersville news anytime.
Well, there you go. Be here about 5 o'clock Wednesday morning. So
awesome.
Carla, thank you much. Wishing you guys have a big week and end of the week up there in Dyersville, all right, and big celebration.
Thank you very much.
Betcha. The sesquicentennial coming up, really, as mentioned, already starts tomorrow with it. So details, we put a link to their website at ours, kmch.com.